Legibility and the Crackdown by Payors. In recent months, Sean Weiss has been tasked with providing representation for numerous medical practices and hospital systems tied to illegal provider signatures, resulting in significant takebacks by multiple payers. The leader of the charge, as many of you might have already guessed, is United Healthcare. Below is a recent letter received by a client which highlights 34 claim lines were reviewed for a 7-month period and indicates there were no findings on 20 claim lines reviewed and documentation not supporting services billed for 14 lines. The damages turned out to be a whopping $187.88, which they then projected to the entire patient universe, resulting in a $12,989.64 refund demand. Please refer to the written version of this audit tip to read the United Healthcare letter. Now, there are a lot of interesting things about this letter. First, there is no explanation as to how the sample was selected. Second, they do not use the term sample frame in an attempt to avoid scrutiny regarding the testing performed to confirm the confidence interval on the upper and lower bound. And third, they avoid using the term extrapolation in favor of projected in an attempt to get around having to qualify the individual responsible for the statistical sampling and extrapolation. However, we know what they have done and precisely how to argue the findings. In this manner, the main issues were not surrounding medical necessity or the appropriateness of the documentation contained within the patient encounters. Instead, they focused on the legibility issues with the provider's signatures and thus determined the documentation did not support the services billed. Fortunately, through strong relationships with several supervisors within the Payment Integrity Department at United Healthcare, Sean is afforded the opportunity to pick up the phone and speak directly with them. His goal is always to explain the circumstances and provide additional information to ensure they are able to appropriately adjudicate the claim and close the case in a most expeditious manner. As with any identified opportunity within your organization, you want to move quickly to cure the potential liability and ensure the go-forward is clean. In this case, it was a simple fix. 1. Create a provider master signature log. 2. Require every note that your providers affix their signature to also contain their printed name directly under it. 3. When requested by a payer to submit documentation for pre- or post-payment audit, make sure to include the provider master service log to ensure you are dotting your I's and crossing your T's to avoid potential denials. 4. If you have a policy regarding provider signature and legibility and the use of a signature log, send that along as well to the payer to further demonstrate that compliance is absolute within your organization. Taking the time to think through how to effectively respond to an audit down to the most minute of details can save a lot of time, money, and headaches in the long run, and prevent further scrutiny of your practice's documentation.